Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we explore the unknown realm of science. Where does science end and the unknown begins? And we talk about science that affects your viewpoint of the universe. Yeah, we talk about science that changes the way you view the world. And if you want to be part of Science Fantastic, why don't you give us a call? The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Write that number down if you want to get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic, plus the Internet. Once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letter to the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Well, first of all, I'd like to answer a lot of the emails that I get. There's no way that I can answer all of them. So in the first part of Science Fantastic, I'll answer some of the emails that I get about some of the latest developments in science. First of all, we'll say a few things about the recent Nobel Prize in Physics. It was given to three physicists who were working with attosecond chemistry. Now, what the hell is that? What is an attosecond? And why was it worth a Nobel Prize? And so we'll talk about, well, what happens when you win the Nobel Prize. And we'll talk about last year's winner of the Nobel Prize as well. Last year, three physicists got the Nobel Prize for working on something that travels faster than the speed of light. How is that possible? How can you go faster than the speed of light and not violate Einstein's famous dictum? Well, we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about wormholes. We'll talk about going faster than the speed of light. And also, we'll say a few things about, well, humanity. Where did modern humans first emerge? Well, we now realize that 900,000 years ago, before we were even really modern humans, it turns out that because of the Ice Age and climatic challenges, most of humanity was destroyed. That's right, there was a bottleneck. In fact, several bottlenecks in our evolution. In other words, on several occasions, all humanity almost got wiped out because of changes in the environment. And we'll talk about that in a minute. Also, we'll talk about a debate. A debate is forming between those people who want to make contact with alien civilizations in outer space and other people who say, wait a minute. Perhaps it's not a good idea making contact with aliens from outer space, because after all, look at the track record. Look at what happened when people bumped into other people of different races with different levels of technology. It's not a nice story. So we'll say a few things about that, and then we'll say a few things about asteroids. That made headlines just a month ago when we had a space probe called the CirrusRex that intercepted an asteroid in space, scooped up some asteroid dust and rock, brought it back to Earth, but the mothership itself just kept on going. That's right, we're talking about a double whammy, an intercept of not one but two asteroids in outer space. This is a first. So the first asteroid that was contacted by CirrusRex was Bennu. The second one will be contacted with OSIRIS-REx in the coming years. It is called Apophis. So we'll talk about the fact that Apophis and Bennu, well, they pose a slight risk to the future of the human race. So we'll say a few things about that as well. And then again, like I said before, we'll take your listener phone calls. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Well, the Nobel Prize was given recently to three physicists who pioneered something called attosecond laser chemistry. Now, what the hell is that? We know that chemical reactions take place on a very, very fast scale. In fact, these chemical reactions take place so fast that our instruments are powerless to tease them apart. Now, this is bad news, because if you study DNA, if you study energy, if you study anything where chemical reactions are dominant, you want to see how the molecules arrange themselves second by second. But you see, the scale of these atomic reactions are at the scale of attoseconds, less than a trillionth of a second. That's the time it takes for a light beam to go across an atom. Think about that for a moment. In 1 second, a light beam will go around the Earth seven times. Seven times in 1 second. That's how fast the speed of light is. In fact, from going from the Earth to the Moon, it takes a little over a second. 1 second for light to go from the Earth to the Moon. But a chemical reaction, for a light beam to go across the size of just one atom, that requires attosecond technology. And that used to be beyond our capabilities, except now. With laser beams, we can now tease apart chemistry at the scale of an attosecond. Now, we also have to contrast this result to last year's Nobel Prize. Last year's Nobel Prize was given to three physicists who actually showed that it's possible to go faster than the speed of light. Now, you may say to yourself, wait a minute, isn't Einstein the cop on the block? Didn't Einstein say you cannot go faster than the speed of light? Well, yeah, but there's a loophole. A loophole, and this deals with atomic physics. In atomic physics, there's something called entanglement. If I have two electrons and I bring them together, they vibrate in unison. But if I separate them over long distances, they stay in communication with each other. So that if I jiggle one electron, then its twin on the other side of the universe senses the fact that its twin is being jiggled, and it knows that fact instantly, faster than the speed of light. Now, Einstein hated this concept. In 1935, he wrote a paper which trashed this experiment and said, nonsense. There's no such thing as entanglement. You cannot go faster than the speed of light. Well, sad to say, one of the few times Einstein was wrong. These experiments have been done. And we do know that you can go faster than the speed of light in a certain way. Now, what's the catch? There's always a catch someplace, because you cannot take Einstein's Nobel Prize back. And Einstein, for the most part, is correct. So, where's the loophole? The loophole is, information does travel faster than the speed of light. That's been experimentally observed, and that's why we gave the Nobel Prize last year to three physicists. The fact is, the information that you send faster than the speed of light is useless information. It's garbled. It's random. You cannot send useful information faster than the speed of light. Now, every time I watch an episode of Star Trek, I realize that they have to communicate to headquarters. After all, if you're going to be battling the Cardassians or the Klingons or whatever, you have to coordinate faster than the speed of light. So what do? They use subspace communicators to contact headquarters faster than the speed of light. Well, according to Einstein, that's not possible. When you do this quantum entanglement, it turns out that information does go faster than the speed of light, but it is useless information. It is random information. So, ha! Einstein gets the last laugh. And that's what the Nobel Prize was all about last year. Quantum entanglement does not mean you can send useful information faster than the speed of light. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, give us a call at 612-564-8135. And you can be on 100 radio stations and the internet that carry Science Fantastic. We'll be right back.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This is your chance to ask that question that's always been bothering you about this great universe of ours. Here's a chance to get on national radio and quench your thirst for information about this great universe of ours. The number to call if you want to get on Science Fantastic is 612-564-8135. Well, let me summarize really quick. As I said before, last year's Nobel Prize was given to three physicists who finally untangled the mystery of how you can go faster than the speed of light without violating Einstein's famous statement that you can't go faster than the speed of light. Well, Einstein gets the last laugh. It turns out that useful information, like Morse code, like a telephone call, cannot go faster than the speed of light. In other words, the information that you can send with quantum entanglement is nonsense information, gobbledygook, random information. Here's an example. Let's say you have a red sock and a green sock, okay? You put on the red sock, and then you put a green sock on the other foot, or if you put a green sock on one foot, it automatically put a red sock on the other foot. You got that? Let's say you know that one leg has a red sock. How fast did you know that the other leg had a green sock? Well, instantaneously, right? As soon as you know that one is red Instantly, you know the other one is green. Now, how fast did you know that information? Faster than the speed of light. You just violated the naive expression of Einstein's theory. Something went faster than the speed of light. But what went faster than the speed of light? The information of red sock and green sock went faster than the speed of light. But that's nonsense information. You cannot send a letter. You cannot send Morse code. You cannot send a television signal using red socks and green socks. Sorry about that. In other words, Einstein gets the last laugh. So then the question is, how do you go faster than the speed of light? Well, there's another loophole in Einstein's equations. And that is, if you have a wormhole. And again, in 1935, Einstein comes out with another paper showing that in his own theory, in the theory of general relativity, if you could punch a hole in the fabric of space and time, then you really could go faster than the speed of light. But of course, it's dangerous going through a wormhole. A wormhole, for example, might be similar to a black hole. A black hole also may, in some sense, be a hole in space. We don't know for sure. But a wormhole, by definition, is a hole in space. And if you fall through a wormhole and you can survive, then maybe you can break the light barrier and go faster than the speed of light. Well, that, of course, is speculation. No one's ever done that, so we can't say for sure. But there does seem to be a loophole in Einstein's equations that if you have a wormhole or something called an Alcubierre drive, it may be possible to break the light barrier and useful information, that is a rocket ship, may take you to the other side of the galaxy. Well, time will tell. Okay, then now another debate is emerging, and this debate concerns the origin of humanity itself. There's a paper that came out just recently that is causing a stir, and it shows that about a million years ago, about 900,000 years ago, almost a million years ago, there was some climactic disaster that happened, and humanity almost got wiped out. Only a few thousand humans survived this catastrophe. Now, how do we know? No one was there alive to witness this catastrophe when almost the entire human race died. But we have DNA. And by looking at DNA, if we find that genetic diversity is extremely small, this means that a small group of people populated that gene pool. If you take, for example, a bunch of dogs, and you find out that DNA is almost all identical, which is not true, but if you hypothetically take a bunch of dogs, find that their DNA is almost all identical, you can guess that at some point in the past, almost all dogs died, and only a handful of dogs repopulated the entire dog population. Well, that's what we find, not once, but at least twice. 90,000 years ago, there was a volcano which erupted in Indonesia, Toba. Mount Toba was a fantastic eruption that took place. And we think that, again, most of humanity got wiped out. How many survived? According to the DNA evidence, maybe just a few thousand. Think about that. A few thousand individuals repopulated the entire human race, not just once, but at least twice in our history. What does that mean? This means that literally we are all brothers and sisters. We two humans are genetically almost identical, amazingly enough. If you take two cats, two dogs, two monkeys, you find that they are quite genetically distinct. They are quite genetically distinct, meaning that at some point in the past, there was a bottleneck and most of the cats, most of the dogs died. Only a handful of them survived to repopulate the entire dog population or the cat population. Well, that's what we find here. We find that 900,000 years ago in the Ice Age, there was some catastrophe, probably because of the coming of the Ice Age. And as a consequence, only a handful of us survived, a few thousand. And it happened again, 90,000, about 70,000 years ago. There was a volcanic eruption in Indonesia. We know from the geological evidence that it was a huge volcanic explosion, one of the biggest explosions of its time, sufficient to black out the sunlight, sufficient to cause tremendous environmental damage throughout Indonesia and Africa. And that's where we were. We were in Africa at that time. And it means that most of us died. And the handful of us that survived repopulated the entire human race. It boggles the mind. We, if you take any two humans, we're almost twins. Compared to the diversity of animals, if you take two humans, we are almost genetically the same. Amazing. And it happened not once, but several times. Now, of course, all theories can be challenged. There's some people who challenge this theory, but this theory is being looked at very carefully with a new paper that just came out, looking at the DNA evidence. See, before then, we looked at the fossil evidence. And the fossil evidence, well, you know, maybe this bone was this, maybe this bone was that. You really can't say for sure. But now we have the smoking gun. Now we have the DNA evidence, which allows us to retrace the lineage of the human race. And we find out that humans are much more closely linked to each other than animals. Meaning that there was a bottleneck in our evolution. At some point, almost all of us died. And only a handful of us survived to then repopulate the entire human race. Boggles the imagination. Well, let's move on. And speaking about different kinds of peoples and different kinds of races, there's another debate emerging among the community, a very small community of people who search for aliens in outer space. Now, at first, you may think these guys are nuts, but these people are PhD physicists and scientists of repute, and these people are now engaged in a debate. First of all, we have the SETI people, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. They've been scanning the skies for decades, since World War II, in fact, looking for a signal from an intelligent civilization in outer space. What have they turned up so far? Nothing. Not one verifiable signal indicating intelligence in outer space. But now we've located over 5,000 planets orbiting other star systems. We know on average that every single star has a planet going around it. Let me repeat that again. On average, we now know that every single star you see in the heavens has a planet going around it. And roughly 20% or so of those are Earth-like planets. So it means that, hey, maybe they're really out there. But there's a debate emerging. Some people say, ha. Other people say, wait a minute. Maybe they want to conquer us. Anyway, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue with dialogue about what's out there in outer space. The number to call is 612-564-8135 if you want to get on Science Fantastic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Following his removal as Speaker, Kevin McCarthy is anticipated to step down from the House, according to reports from Politico and CNN. The California Republican intends to remain in his position at least until the upcoming speakership election scheduled for next week. It's been reported that McCarthy conveyed his desire to spend more time with his family during a closed-door meeting with colleagues shortly after his ousting. President Biden is patting himself on the back after the recent jobs report revealing that the U.S. economy added 330 36,000 jobs in September, surpassing economists' projections.
We have the highest share of working-age Americans in the workforce in 20 years. It's no accident. It's Bidenomics. We're growing the economy from the middle out, bottom up, not the top down. And inflation is coming down at the same time.
Biden emphasized that his administration has generated nearly 14 million jobs since he assumed office. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your two-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on the air, if you want to ask a question, give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call. And you may want to pick up a copy of my latest book. It's now a New York Times bestseller. In fact, it hit the New York Times bestseller list twice. The book is called Quantum Supremacy. It's about the time when quantum computers can exceed the power of a digital computer. You know, when we look at history, we look at the abacus. And the abacus, well, that was the workhorse in Asia. It was a calculator, but it was primitive. You shoot a bunch of beads and you add and subtract. But it worked. Now we think that digital computers may go the way of these ancient computing devices. In other words, the successor to digital computers, the computers that you have in your cell phone, is quantum computers. Quantum computers are potentially millions of times faster than an ordinary computer. And an ordinary computer, for example, cannot compute molecular reactions. Molecular reactions, as seen by the recent Nobel Prize, takes place on an attosecond scale. In other words, trillionth of a second. That's how fast chemical reactions take place. And they're very complicated. And that's why digital computers simply cannot model chemical reactions. Cancer, Parkinson's, all the great diseases of humanity cannot be unraveled with digital computers. Well, quantum computers, we don't have them operational yet, but quantum computers exist on an experimental level, and they will be powerful enough to tease apart the chemistry of life itself. Also, space travel, the galaxy, fusion power, all these things can be studied using quantum computers. So find out what the excitement is all about. Get a copy of my latest book, Quantum Supremacy, about the rise of quantum computers, which may one day make digital computers something for a museum. Okay, well, let's move on now. And once again, we're taking a listener phone calls. If you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Okay, well, let's take a few listener phone calls, okay?
Hi, this is Dave Eagle. I'm calling from Kenai, Alaska, listening to KFQD in Anchorage, Alaska. Question is, if the universe is 13.8 years old, how is it that the observable universe is 46 million light years? Thank you.
Okay, well, you ask a very interesting question about the size of the universe, the age of the universe. And, of course, these numbers change with time because we get better data with better satellites and things like that. But we think that as far as time goes, the universe is 13.8 billion years old. Okay, 13.8 billion years old. That is a consensus coming from satellite data of how far in time the Big Bang took place. But the size of the universe, of course, is still much in debate. So that changes with time. But one estimate is that maybe the universe was 46 billion years. So how is it possible that the universe could be bigger than the speed of light? If the speed of light travels at a certain velocity in 13.8 billion years, the actual size of the universe tends to be bigger than that. So what happened there? Well, it turns out that you can go faster than the speed of light on the scale of the universe. Let's take a short commercial break, and I'll explain how that's possible. Even Einstein realized that under certain circumstances, you can break the light barrier. Okay, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letter to the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and you can get on Science Fantastic.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft, Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, we had a call coming in, and the caller said there's a paradox. If the universe is 13.8 billion years old, and if the size of the universe is 46 billion light years across, then how is that possible? How can the universe itself break the light barrier? And the answer is actually rather simple. And that is, the expansion of the universe takes place because space itself expands. Empty space can expand, according to Einstein's theory. Now, how fast can empty space expand? As fast as you want. See, Einstein said that matter, things that you can touch, matter cannot go faster than the speed of light. But empty space, that is nothing, nothing can go faster than the speed of light. Okay, you got that? Matter, that is things you can touch and feel, matter cannot go faster than the speed of light. But empty space with nothing in it, pure empty space, can in fact go faster than the speed of light. So in other words, Einstein is right. Nothing can go faster than the speed of light. Now, how big is the universe in terms of size? Well, of course, that number changes with time. One number says maybe it's 46 billion light years across. However, we don't know the rate of expansion in the earliest stages of the birth of the universe. There's a theory called inflationary universe, proposed by MIT professor Alan Guth. And according to Alan Guth, the universe could be much bigger than 46 billion light years across. Because in the instant that the expansion took place, the expansion was exponentially fast. That's called the inflationary universe, and it does seem to fit all the observational data. If the inflationary universe theory is correct, then how big is the universe? Not just 46 billion light years. It could be trillions of light years across. It could be maybe even infinite. So in other words, we know that the universe itself started 13.8 billion years ago, but the size of the universe depends on how fast the universe expanded. And if the inflationary universe theory is correct, and most cosmologists believe that it is correct, it means that the expansion took place at a fantastic rate, so the universe is much bigger than 46 billion light years. In fact, the universe will be almost infinitely big. So, as you can tell, scientists are still not universally content with these numbers. We have converged on the idea that the universe is 13.8 billion years old, okay? But at the instant of creation, the expansion rate is unknown. So we don't know how big, physically, the universe is. So, I hope that helped to explain the paradox. So, in other words, to summarize, nothingness, pure vacuum, nothingness, can expand faster than the speed of light. Matter cannot. Matter goes slower than the speed of light, and that resolves all the paradoxes of the size of the universe. So the short answer is, how big is the universe? The short answer is, we don't know. We can make a guess, but we don't know for sure. We're pretty sure, however, that the universe itself is 13.8 billion years old. Okay? But what happened in that first microsecond of the Big Bang, we don't know. So, sorry about that. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Dallas. I'm from Minneapolis. I have a question that's been burning my brain. I'm wondering if it's possible, or if anybody's done this, to use lava to cast a mold to make, like, a sculpture or whatever. Can you use lava to cast a mold? Thank you.
Well, you ask a potentially dangerous question. That is, can you use molten lava to create sculptures? And the answer is yes, but you got to be very careful. First of all, when you look at lava coming out of a volcano, it is red in color. Why is it red? Because atoms vibrate according to the temperature of the atoms, and they emit photons as a consequence. That's where the red light comes from. It comes from vibrating atoms. But that requires a temperature, and the temperature could be thousands of degrees. So the fact that lava is red immediately indicates that the temperature is already in the thousands of degrees. So in other words, it's dangerous. I would not advise anyone to make a sculpture using the fact, because lava, when it was red, is already thousands of degrees, and when it turns black, it is still very hot. Your eyeball cannot tell, but it is still very hot. So I would stay away from making any sculpture out of lava. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on 100 radio stations and the internet with your comment or question.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And once again, you may want to pick up a copy of my latest book. It's called Quantum Supremacy. It talks about the third generation of computers. The first generation of computers were called analog computers. They computed on sticks and stones and wires and pulleys and gears. Rather primitive, but that's all we had in the old days. These are called analog computers. Then around World War II, with the work of Alan Turing, digital computers were popularized. They compute on zeros and ones, zeros and ones, zeros and ones. Much faster, much more convenient, because we use transistors. And transistors, in turn, can compute almost at the speed of light. Now we're entering stage three. We're still in the initial stages of stage three. We're going from analog computers to digital computers to quantum computers. That's stage three. Quantum computers compute on atoms. They don't compute on transistors or sticks and stones and rocks and gears and pulleys. Nope. They compute on atoms. And that's what Mother Nature uses. In some sense, Mother Nature is a gigantic quantum computer computing life, computing disease, computing photosynthesis. All the wondrous chemical reactions that we see around us are way beyond our calculational ability. Why? Because Mother Nature doesn't use zeros and ones, zeros and ones. Mother Nature uses electron shells, which exist in wave-like quantities. That's where quantum computers can outrace any known digital computer. So find out what the future is going to look like. Get a copy of my latest New York Times bestseller, Quantum Supremacy. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Professor Kaku, this is Will calling from Richmond, Virginia. I listen to you on Google Play Podcast. I had a question about something you referenced where in the future we may be able to explore the galaxy and the universe through a laser projection. And I was curious, what would happen if we were to point that at, like, a black hole? Would the laser go into the black hole? Would it get caught in the horizon? Or do we just have no idea what might happen? Something I was curious about. Thank you.
Okay, well, you ask a rather embarrassing question because it's a question at the forefront of our physical knowledge. Now, surrounding a black hole, there is a sphere. A sphere is called the event horizon. If you are outside the sphere, then you are pretty much safe. You would feel a little bit of the gravitational field, but that's about it. Once you fall through the event horizon, all hell breaks loose. Gravitational fields become so intense that you cannot escape. In other words, it's a one-way trip once you go past the event horizon. So that means that laser beams, if a laser beam were to be shot at a black hole, to illuminate or to experiment with a black hole, the light would fall through the sphere, through the event horizon, and never come back again. That's why they call black holes. And then Stephen Hawking comes along and revises it a little bit and says that if you throw, for example, the Encyclopedia Britannica into a black hole, it goes past the event horizon and gets gobbled up. Yeah? But then what happened to the information? According to quantum mechanics, information is never truly, truly ever lost. What happens to the encyclopedia is all the information in the encyclopedia turns into ash, which then re-radiates outwards in a very gentle radiation called Hawking radiation, which contains all the information of the Encyclopedia Britannica. So in other words, information is never lost. So to answer your question, a light beam shot into a black hole would pass the point of no return. The light beam itself would be captured. But, the information that you thrusted into the black hole cannot be lost by quantum mechanics. It comes out as a soft radiation, a soft glow that comes out of the black hole, which contains all the information of the Encyclopedia Britannica. So, and then the next question is, isn't this rather dangerous to do this experiment? Well, yes and no. People ask the question, if a black hole is so powerful it can gobble up everything, then why doesn't it gobble up the Earth? Why aren't we being eaten up by a black hole right now? Well, let's be very careful. As we said before, surrounding the black hole there is a sphere. A sphere which is imaginary, it's just pure empty space. But if you fall through the sphere, you're going past the point of no return. Okay? But if you're outside the event horizon, then you orbit. You orbit around the black hole, and that's why you don't die. So let me repeat. Can you approach a black hole and not die? Well, you have to be very careful because the gravitational fields are enormous. But if you orbit around the black hole with sufficient velocity, then you're not going to fall in. So why aren't we eaten up by a black hole? Because we're way outside the event horizon of a black hole. We're way out there. As a consequence, we orbit around the black hole, and that's where we are today. You know, children ask the question, if the moon goes around the Earth, and the Earth goes around the sun, then what does the sun go around? Well, here's the answer to the children's question. The moon goes around the Earth, the Earth goes around the sun, and the sun goes around the galaxy. But then what does the sun go around in the galaxy? Where does it go around? And the answer is a black hole. There's a black hole in the direction of Sagittarius A. If you want to see it, just go outside tonight, look in the direction of Sagittarius, and by golly, there's a black hole there. Black holes do exist. We've now cataloged thousands of them in outer space. And maybe one of these days, these black holes may give us the secret of the universe itself. Okay, well, once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku, and this is Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And check out my website, mkaku.org. And also check out my latest New York Times bestseller, Quantum Supremacy, about the time when quantum computers leave digital computers in the dust. We're talking about the next revolution in computer technology.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
77468.